There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's a special day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, you with me? You got your ears on? My
of
humble
course.
And lovable producer, you've been with me.
I would miss this for anything.
I know, you've been with me for a lot of years. Not all of the 999, but a lot of them, perhaps most of them, especially when we went daily some years ago instead of just once a week.
Right.
And we've had a short list we've been bandying about for the last weeks in preparation for our 1,000th guest on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I'm counting it all the way back when I started a local show in 1999 called Jumpstart Your Health in Atlanta, a weekly show there, and eventually going into national syndication with TRN all those years ago, and eventually becoming the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we count each guest only one time, and they may have, you know, for instance, it could appear multiple times, like our good buddy Liam Sheff been on multiple times. Only count them once. John Rappaport, only count them once. So to get to this point doesn't mean we've only had a thousand times a guest, but each guest is counted once, and now we're up to 1,000. Now, as we were going through the news stories today, of course, the biggest news is the shooting at the Charleston church. This kid, evidently, he's a 20-something kid, goes into a church and supposedly they're there for a service and then decides to shoot people, kills a bunch of people, and escapes temporarily. They've got him in custody now. And there's some rumors or actual facts about maybe this guy was on Suboxone, an addictive drug that was for addiction that is known to have withdrawal impact when you shift the levels of the drug. That includes violent tendencies or behaviors. And at that point, it clinched our 1,000th guest today, didn't it?
It did, yes.
Yeah, I said immediately, I know who it's going to be. I got on the phone. I left a message for this man. Didn't know if he would call back because we've never had him on, even though we've talked about him a number of times over the years. And he called back within the hour. And I knew our guy had been found. So welcome now to the stage, a very appropriate guest, number 1,000 here. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, all of those years later. Who could it be? Who is it going to be now? It is, let's see. Yes. Yay! It's Dr. Peter Bregan, MD, psychiatrist, and a man that I've admired for many years and appreciate so much his willingness to stand up within his profession against the bad guys of Big Pharma, pushing all kinds of nasty psychiatric drugs. Peter Bregan, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, just honored to be your 1,000th guest.
Yeah, because you could only be that once. So I thought, this is very special, and I'm so glad it's you because I followed your career through my good friend John Rappaport, who first brought you to my attention, and your books about some very, very intense subject matter that fly in the face of much of the rest of your profession as a psychiatrist. I have to ask, because a lot of my listeners may be new to you, or you new to them, how is it possible that you went into this profession and then spoke out so very directly about the drugging of psychiatric patients?
Well, I started working as a volunteer in a state mental hospital when I was 18 in 1954. That'll tell you I've been around a while. I was a Harvard freshman. I ended up running this big volunteer program. I ended up working individually with patients. I ended up meeting psychiatrists from Harvard and even other institutions as well, wrote a book. And it was very clear to me from the beginning that the psychiatric institution, at least, the hospital, was doing more harm than good. I mean, I entered it with innocent eyes, untrained eyes. It was very clear lobotomized patients were just reduced of their humanity. Shock treatment was doing nothing more than knocking people into docility. Insulin coma was obviously making people very damaged. And a physical and emotional abuse and solitary confinement and all the whole array of stuff, the poisonous drugs, none of it, as far as I could tell, would help me if I were disturbed and distressed. And I can't tell you why, Robert, but I didn't feel all that much separation from the patients. I felt an 18-year-old's version of there before the grace of God go I.
Hmm.
When I saw young people languishing on the wards, it struck me that with just a little bit more bad luck, how much better off would I be? So I couldn't see labeling them with bad names like schizophrenia, because it looked to me like they were just people struggling with being overwhelmed emotionally and wounded. So from the beginning, for whatever reason, it was clear to me that the conventional psychiatric system was doing more harm than good. Now, when I decided to go into psychiatry, which was never my intention, it was because I had found a place where I could be useful and helpful. I was already giving talks as a college student to professionals on volunteers and how volunteer case aides could be so helpful, or companions, as we also called them. And I had no idea that the profession was not only immovable, but was going to get worse and worse. When I was doing that work, I was actually encouraged by major people in the Harvard psychiatric community. Now,
mm-hmm.
students are taught you can't talk to schizophrenia. It's a disease. It's a biochemical genetic disorder, and so on. So you might as well not even try to relate to these people, which is just a horrendous stigmatizing. And it's all untrue.
Yeah.
Nothing that we call a psychiatric disorder has any known biological or genetic component. It's all made up to support the idea that physicians should be giving them drugs. And once I got into the profession, it had been taken over by the pharmaceutical industry because psychiatry was dying. It couldn't compete with psychotherapists. And it couldn't especially compete with female psychotherapists. Most outpatients were women, and they were enjoying going to women, you know, with master's degrees, with whom they could really talk, rather than the psychiatrists with MDs, you know, who could barely do anything more guttural than take this drug.
So Dr. Peter Breggin, did they have to somehow, I don't know, villainize is the right word, but somehow discredit talk therapy? Like you said, now you can't talk to schizophrenics. That's just beyond the pale because it's a biochemical issue, it's a genetic issue, but you also have said that there's no biological test. There's no blood test, urine test, hair analysis, chemical test that can identify, nor a genetic test that can identify any of these disorders.
Well, that's right. And I love what you just said. I mean, I've never heard anybody say that before. Villainize the patient. That's right. Beyond stigmatization, it's a villainization of these people, but on a biological genetic basis, which actually makes people a monster, if that's your concept, that the person's biologically genetically violent or destructive or emotionally disturbed. So psychiatry just sells a very bad product, and it went into collusion completely with the pharmaceutical industry. I described in one of my early books that had a wide influence, Toxic Psychiatry, I described the minutes of the American Psychiatric Association, the year they literally debated and decided to go into partnership with the drug companies because they were going broke trying to compete with therapists. And the whole idea was that even if you went to therapy, you still had a medical illness and needed to see your medical doctor, and at the top of that food chain would be the psychiatrist. I'm not being cynical. This is the simple truth.
And well, you know, I mentioned the word villains and villainy. I find it ironic today as we cover this latest story of a horrific shooting that may, we don't know definitively, but may be have been impacted by someone who was also on a medicine approved by the FDA. We're still awaiting confirmation of these things. Suboxone was one of the medicines that were mentioned. But the reality, and you've covered it in your books, is that these, for instance, the SSRI category of all the categories out there seems to, especially as you're titrating up or down, changing the dosing, really remove the inhibitor to certain behaviors. We talk about suicidal ideations and things that would normally stop somebody from acting it out. Suddenly those things are removed via drugging.
Absolutely, Robert. As you know, I've written a whole book about that called Medication Madness. Many cases that I've evaluated as a medical expert or seen in my practice of violence, suicide, criminal behavior, psychosis, mania, driven by the SSRIs, also by the benzodiazepines. Well, the SSRIs, of course, are your Prozac and Paxil and Celexa and Zoloft. And then also drugs like Wellbutrin, pretty much all the relatively new antidepressants, and then the benzos, originally, you know, the Valium way back, but Xanax, which is one of the most popular drugs around, highly addictive, causes violence, causes depression, causes mania, and then the stimulant drugs we give to children and the college kids are stuffing down before they study. They cause mania. They cause violence, and they're addictive. So we have this whole array of psychiatric drugs, many of which now have black box warnings for suicide, that we are given out so freely with no warnings, even though the FDA says give warnings. We're in a pretty dreadful situation. We have millions and millions of people locked into these drugs, which are dangerous to take and dangerous to stop. You know that one of my more recent books is Psychiatric Drug Withdrawal, which talks about all the harm from the drugs and then talks about how to get off them. It can be very dangerous coming off the drugs.
Right, right.
You know, your poor brain adapts to the drug.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dr. Peter Breggin, stick with us. Our guest number 1,000, honored to have him on board. Finally, Dr. Peter Breggin, we've got him linked up in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you right to Breggin.com, Breggin.com. We'll talk more about his books, his latest book, Guilt, Shame, and Anxiety, and also talk about the latest shooting scenario. Could it be related to Suboxone? We'll talk about the science behind that drug as well. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
And our guest, number 1,000, Dr. Peter Bregan. And the crowd goes wild. The kids love you, Dr. Bregan. The kids love you. And they're thinking, oh, man, if this doctor would be visiting my mom and dad, I would never be on drugs. So we appreciate you so much. And on short notice, no doubt, you just kind of came through for us, and I appreciate it. Now, the psychiatric drugging, the additional detriment, if you will, of these drugs, if whatever benefit they could claim to be, they can't deny that many, if not most or nearly all of the shooters over the last 10, 15, 20, 25 years that have gone into schools, these kids that were, they were on some sort of psychiatric medication, and now we suspect, as news reports are saying, that this shooter at the church in Charleston may also have been on one called Suboxone, not one we've normally associated or heard of in relation to these shootings.
Well, that's right. Now, Suboxone is supposed to treat addiction, and like all the most of the drugs that do that, it has an opiate. It's got an addictive opiate in it called buprenorphine, and that drug leads people to become addicted to Suboxone, even while they're taking it, supposedly to help them get off their opiates. And this drug is known to cause irritability and anxiety and distress. And then if you come off the drug, this combination of drugs, you can also have some withdrawal. That's not what the drug company said, but you can have withdrawal from Suboxone, too. So directly taken or coming off of it, it can certainly stir up your irritability, your anxiety, your agitation. And those are components that go into people breaking and becoming violent.
Well, and in this case, the disaster that would be the worst thing, there are two things that I see that are being politicized here with this shooting. You had a white young man going in and shooting up a church that happened to be mostly black folks that were there, and that could ignite more racial tension, potentially a race war for those who benefit by this discord, the divide and conquer mentality of those elite overlords who like to rule us rather than serve us. And then the other aspect of this is Barack Obama wasted no time in saying, we need more gun control. The Second Amendment is too dangerous because it was too easy for this guy to get a gun, as if a person who wants a gun is going to follow the law. What if, again, this is an aside, what if there were other armed people, law-abiding citizens, that could have defended those unarmed there? That's another thing to think about. But in this case, you say the Suboxone as an anti-addiction drug does have some indication in increasing irritability, may cause someone who has a tendency to act out violently could have facilitated that.
Yes, and that's true of almost all psychoactive substances, even marijuana, which tends to have a sedating, quieting, spacing out effect. More likely to cause apathy than anything.
Mm-hmm.
It can cause episodes of psychosis and violence. And pretty much all the psychiatric drugs can do that. It's just not a good thing for us to people to be on psychoactive substances, especially on a daily basis or up and down on a frequent basis. They jerk the brain around. They cause mm-hmm. the brain to change. They harm the brain directly. Just not a good approach to what we're doing. And you're right that many of the most famous shooters have been on psychiatric drugs. It's now become clear that James Holmes, that trial is going on, the Aurora shooter, he came to the doctor saying that he was angry and upset and he felt he was dangerous, so they put him on Zoloft, a drug notoriously capable of making you psychotic, more angry, more violent. We have studies on that, a number of scientific studies on that. Eric Harris, the press says he wasn't taking his Luvox at the time of the violence at Columbine. I know for a fact, because I've actually seen the drug reports and the autopsy reports, coroner's reports. Eric Harris was on Luvox, and ironically, Robert, he had a therapeutic level of Luvox in his blood, meaning an effective level at the time of the shootings.
Right.
So, this is a real issue. The Naval Yard shooter that nobody's talking about anymore, he had just recently, within weeks, been put on trazodone, another antidepressant, by the VA
yes.
for the shooting.
So if we're to lay blame somewhere, of course we could say, all right, the kids, the man, they pull the trigger, yes, but how much did the drug impact that behavior, that acting out of behavior that may have been dependent, well, at least partially caused by nutritional deficiencies that caused some form of imbalance that could never be fixed by putting a toxic synthetic chemical? Can we blame the FDA? We'll be back after this with Peter Bregan.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration dates. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I am thoroughly enjoying my 1,000th guest here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Peter Breggin, Breggin.com. And he's written so many absolutely essential books. If you're at all dealing with anyone in your family or you yourself having concerns about how to deal with emotional issues, his latest book is called Guilt, Shame, and Anxiety, Understanding and Overcoming Negative Emotions. He's written extensively on psychiatric drug withdrawal and testified as to these things as well. And he's got a heart of gold, I can tell. A good man, Peter Breggin. And thank you again for being here.
Well, I'm very honored.
Well, there's a story here, and I know that you know it's hard to really do justice to the story coming out of Charleston, but it's still evolving so much. But I wanted to cover that which we did already with you, and appreciate it. We'll do some follow up on it. But there's a story we covered maybe a couple of weeks ago about psychiatric drugs being responsible for over 500,000 deaths in the West, adults annually, and very few positive benefits. This is according to a leading scientist, Denmark's Nordic Cochrane Center professor Peter Gosch. And I understand by connecting with you today that he actually attended and spoke at your conference this year, I believe in April.
Yes, yes. I think his name is pronounced better. I worked on that a bit. G-E-R-T-S-C-H. Peter, we invited him, my wife Ginger and I invited him to be a major presenter at our conference that we do periodically, empathic therapy conferences. And he's a good man. He's a very good scientist. He actually didn't know a lot about psychiatry until recent years. Most of his research had been on other medical drugs. When he got into the psychiatric drugs, he just couldn't believe the fraud and the fakery. And he just calls a fraud and the fakery. And his estimate of all these deaths, that's what he can put together with certainty. He and I both think that the numbers of deaths run into the millions over a few-year period from psychiatric drugs. Suicide, violence, bad judgment, car accidents, liver failure, heart failure, diabetes, you know, all the famous new atypical antipsychotic drugs. People are taking them like candy, Seroquel and Zyprexa and Risperdal and so on. They cause, as you well know, Robert, a metabolic syndrome that kills people.
Mm-hmm.
Consists of obesity, elevated blood sugar, elevated fats in the blood, the cholesterol, cardiac arrhythmias. I've actually been a medical expert in cases of sudden death from diabetic acute diabetic acidosis and death from taking these drugs. So I think the numbers are untold ultimately of the damage. And
yeah, and considering, Dr. Breggin, that placebo can have the same impact or greater impact in terms of lifting this depression that they claim these SSRIs, for instance, in one category of drugs are doing, you'd have to say if they're also killing, I mean, wouldn't we all be better being prescribed placebos?
Well, there's absolutely no question at all that the antidepressants don't work. They may blunt a person in the beginning a little bit or a lot, and then the person doesn't realize that they, quote, feel better because they're partially stupefied and blunted. Or it can give a false euphoria, and then the person keeps looking for new ones to get that brief false euphoria. I think that a sane society wouldn't prescribe these drugs.
You just said it. It means that we're living to some degree in the West in an insane asylum where the inmates are running the asylum in many ways. And I look at, the kind of things that we do. We do some political healing here, Dr. Breggin, and we talk about the fact that probably the vast majority of the members of Congress, the Supreme Court, the Senate, of course, and even in the executive branch are on different or varying medications. And at this point, we don't know the judgment, how much of it's being impacted by the alteration of the chemical integrity of the people who are taking these drugs.
I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that a larger percentage of that group you just mentioned is on the drugs than the general public, because they are constantly dealing with the mental health lobby, which is just about the biggest one in the mm-hmm. pharmaceutical industry, medicine, psychiatry, just about the biggest lobby in Washington. So they're probably getting samples.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that a huge percentage of our so-called leaders are on psych drugs. And it is very hard to have your best judgment when you're on these drugs. I'm sure many listeners today will be thinking, no, I function perfectly fine on my drug.
Mm.
But, you know, sit down with your loved ones, your family members. See if they don't notice that the quality of your life isn't what it used to be, that you're not enjoying things as much, from fishing and playing golf to making love or even going to the job you might have at one point enjoyed. Drugs take the best of us away from us. Doesn't matter what the psychoactive drugs are.
Dr. Bragan, what do you say to those folks that would say, well, you're being a little too harsh because I was on it and I was massively depressed and I was helped by it, or they claim their kid was helped by an ADHD drug like Ritalin? How do you answer someone who's so convinced that it really was the answer?
Well, just to deal briefly with ADHD drugs, all of the stimulants that are used to treat ADHD simply crush spontaneity. And certainly a harassed parent, especially a single parent with an active boy or a rebellious boy, might think that crushing spontaneity looked like improvement. Every study has shown that teachers always rate the kids in the first weeks put on these drugs, because in the first weeks they really crush spontaneity before the brain starts to fight back. And, you know, it isn't a good idea to think your life was saved by a drug. It's not really a good idea to think that a drug got you out of your depression, because that means you didn't learn much from it. It means you didn't find out what it was all about. It means you didn't decide, oh, I see what's happened to me. I'm going to live in a better way than the way that got me into such terrible doldrums. Or you simply were going through the normal process of grieving and needed to go through that so you could love again and be yourself and recover and maybe love even deeper and more.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, most likely on a drug, you got through it, supposedly. But people rarely grow and become more creative, happier, fulfilled human beings on psychoactive substances.
Listen to this guy, Dr. Peter Bragan. He's terrific. And read his books. He's given some insight that you won't get from many psychiatrists out there. And I'm greatly appreciative. And I think, Super Don, we chose very well with guest number 1,000. Definitely two thumbs up. If I had more thumbs, they'd be up too.
A good show. I really appreciate it, Robert.
Yeah, and if you want to stick around, I'm going to do some questions from the audience that are coming through the website at robertscottbell.com. We link also to Dr. Bragan's website and his books if you want to check it out today. And, of course, the archives will be available through GCN or Syndicator, Natural News Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, also TuneIn, Epic Times, Jerry Doyle's network, as well as UK Health Radio. And eventually they'll be linked up here in the show notes. So let's go to those questions. Hold on a second. Let me try that again. If I got the audio clips lined up here, there we go. Ready, set, go.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, that's right. Question of the daytime. We got two of them. I'll see what I can get through with Dr. Bragan here. The first one's pretty straightforward from Nancy Frost. She says, do you have a remedy for acid reflux disease? Acid reflux disease. Now, the doctors look at that as evidence of a proton pump inhibiting drug deficiency. You know, you don't have PPI, that's why you have reflux. The reality is you're lacking in minerals like magnesium, and you're not producing enough stomach acid. And because of that, you can't start the digestion that belongs, at least the beginning phases there, in the upper GI and the stomach. And so if you take magnesium and other minerals, you can begin to produce the HCl, which is necessary to break down certain proteins, etc. And otherwise, you're having these gaseous blowouts as things putrefy, to be gross, not purposefully, but apt and descript. It blows up some of these acid under your esophagus, and you get some of this erosion they call gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD. So magnesium is a big one. I like the botanical mix. It's a blend you make into a tea from CanGest. Alta Health Products has it. You can get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And CanGest, you take a teaspoon of the powder, put it in warm water 3 times a day, and it normalizes the function, the production of acid. It works with the liver. It works with the gallbladder. It's a corrective botanical mix that you turn into a nice tea. So there you go, Nancy. Give that a go. There are also homeopathic remedies from King Bio that address upper GI issues like that. This next one's interesting, Dr. Bragan, because it comes from, I think, a Marine. This is from a guy named Z. He says, hoping for the list of various supplements, minerals you spoke with Mr. Jerry Doyle about, as well as moreover perspectives. He says, while I was in the Marine Corps, one of my additional duties was to instruct and assist heavier, unsatisfactory Marines to get better, qualified. IAW regulations, going to weight gain. He says he's gained 25 pounds over the years. He's addressed portion sizes. He's worked out. He's run. He can't seem to speed up his metabolism or lose the weight. He's in decent shape, but his joints are also hurting. He's tired, he's sore, and he wants to be 165 again. Any assistance greatly appreciated. My best to Jerry. So basically, it's a complex series of questions, but again, we come back to mineral deficiencies. We come back to quality of food. You cannot put, let's say, toxic food in your body, genetically engineered food, pesticide-laden food, and expect your body to respond appropriately. It goes into a defensive posture. Dr. Bregan, have you heard of the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton?
Maybe. Tell me.
He talks about a cellular biologist that talks about cells being either in a state of growth and healing or fight or flight, defense. So if you put toxins in the body, the cells can't be in growth and healing. So they go into a defensive posture. And that's why what you put in matters. And, of course, the Marine Corps doesn't serve organic non-GMO food. So it's going to be difficult while you're in the Marines to Semper Fidelis your body back into good shape.
I hear you.
Yeah. So I'll visit that again, but Dr. Bregan, again, breath of fresh air that you are. I feel uplifted for you being on the show as my 1,000th guest.
Well, I'm really honored. I'll say goodnight now. And, folks, listen to this man. He's a good man. He's on target.
All right. That's Professor, I should say Professor, but Dr. Peter Bregan, thank you. Go get his books. They're linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thank you to your wife for lending you to us this evening. Very special, special occasion. All right, stick around, folks. We'll be back to wrap it up, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs to each and every one of you on all of the levels, physical on up to the spiritual. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up.
Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, I say it was a great day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Great as the root word for grateful. I'm really grateful that we were able to reach out to Peter Bregan, and he came on just on no notice to be the 1,000th guest. He was on our short list, and it just all fell together beautifully. Thanks to Norm Singleton. Thanks to Jonathan E. Ward as well. And Super Don, you're hanging in there with all them puppies.
Yeah. All seven of them, but that's okay.
Hanging on by a puppy thread.
Puppy love.
Yeah. So that last question of the day, I probably didn't do it enough justice with Peter here, wrapping up with him. But his name is Z, and he's a listener to the Jerry Doyle Show. I always love helping out Jerry's listeners because you want to talk about gratitude. They do have a lot of gratitude for Jerry, and as do I. And, here's a guy who's served in the Marine Corps, maybe he's still active, trying to lose some weight, having difficulty. And as I said, I just don't know of the Marine Corps base that serves the soldiers, Marines, or, any of the armed forces that serves them organic non-GMO foods. So I haven't heard of that yet. Have you? Do they serve that at the VA hospitals?
Not that. We could always check in with our Coast Guard Corey, but, he's always talking about how he's discovering things, too, that are right along the lines of what you're talking about. Not a priority. But, the thing about weight, it can be very confusing, and the solution can be very elusive because you lose weight in different ways. You've got body fat, you've got water weight, you've got, weight that is hanging on there that's not necessarily related to calories or expending calories or things.
Right.
It can be pretty tricky sometimes, what it is, where the weight's at, and why it's hanging in there.
See, that's what I sense here, Don. The Marine Corps, right, they're vaccinating all of the troops. That adds heavy metal burden. And certain body types will retain excess fat and water to dilute the metal burden, dilute the physiological toxins that are not metabolic waste necessarily, but they are environmental waste, if you will, or medical waste that are being ingested or brought in via injection, for instance. And that will alter metabolism. So it isn't only a matter of exercising, but it is a matter of remineralizing. So if I'm going to be specific for Z here, I would say, let's get that whole food selenium in you that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. let's get the GTF chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day. That will definitely facilitate the metabolic function, the metabolism, even the burning of energy, because then you can convert some of that stored energy into usable energy so you can intermittent fast from time to time, or lengthen the time from when you go to bed to when you wake up, or into the middle of the day, depending on your activity levels. You know, sometimes it gets to be 2 in the afternoon and I've forgotten I haven't eaten yet. And that's not a bad thing. It just says how efficient my body has become in sure. utilizing energy.
And there are other people that, you know, by noon, they're already in a cold sweat and they're about to pass out. So
yeah, no, and I was there. I've been hypoglycemic in my life along the way. It took me many years to get here, so I don't want to pretend that it's just like in a minute you'll get there. But there's a lot of detoxification that could and should occur. We're going to go to the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists Conference. And Z, on your spare time, I don't know if you can reach out to a colon hydrotherapist or do a coffee enema. I know Super Don doesn't like that, but I will say that is one of the most rapid routes of detox. You will drop some fat, you know, because the toxins are going to come out. Your body doesn't need to retain
That's
it anymore.
That's right. Yeah, drop your drawers and drop them. Right.
Hello, nurse. No. Just there are ways to do this safely. So remineralize. We can talk about the fulvic acid. In fact, there's a great letter we won't get to today. Maybe we'll have to get Doc Newsom on real soon again, because a person who was helped tremendously by the fulvic acid that I talked about when I was in Syracuse, and she's done very well with that, Liberty. So we'll get to that as well. But Z, go, you know, if you haven't picked up Unlock the Power to Heal, a lot of this information is in there. You can take digestive enzymes that can help jumpstart, if you will, your digestive system. But ultimately, we want to restore it from within. That's why we talk about the homeopathic medicine, like the upper GI formula, the lower GI formula from King Bio. It also facilitates it. We also talk about the pituitary, hypothalamus, adrenal, and thyroid, the PHAT axis, as far as metabolism. And there's a great formula that King Bio has. And if you call up King Bio, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Boy, I can't believe we've come to the end of the show already. It's gone fast.
Yeah, no, but we have one more day before the
Oh, we got an awesome day tomorrow. We got free music we're going to give away from my friend David Young. A total free album for everybody. Yes, really, I said that, free. Hopefully we'll get Liam Sheff on. Of course, Dr. Frank King will be with us. Remember, Tuesday, the 23rd, I'll be in Atlanta at R. Thomas, broadcasting live from R. Thomas on Peachtree in Atlanta. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Nashville, Tennessee with Ty Bollinger and more. Stick with us back after 23 hours, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live stream at GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.